Good morning, everyone. 9:21, silencing his phone so that he has the full attention necessary to be on the Mary Griffith Show is Bruce Guthrie, President and Executive Director of the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce. This is the Mary Griffith Show, brought to you each and every weekday morning by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. I'm on my second cup. Really, my cup is kind of big. How many cups of coffee, if I drink two of these, Bruce, do you think I really have?
That's about what? Four, six?
Oh, my gosh. So you're telling me I have 12 cups of coffee a day?
I don't know. You're having, you know, I drink a lot of coffee, too, so I'm not gonna question you there, Mary. But, yeah, that's a, you know, probably a couple cups in there.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I need to get a smaller container. But I like this. See, this is my YWCA mug.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce. Things are going pretty darn good, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, we're you know, the year's starting off well, and we've got a lot of exciting things and a great year ahead. And you know, we're just always excited about, you know, doing things for the business community and in this community as a whole, Mary. And you know, we start out with a lot of different events and activities, and one of the big things that we're doing, we continue to do, next Tuesday we have our Leadership Institute that goes on 9 months out of the year. And we're gonna be at Blessing Hospital talking about community health care.
That's great. You take these young leaders, these people who want to eventually rise through the executive ranks and have leadership capacity over others. You're teaching them how to form teams, how to lead teams, how to do things like that. And they're also learning about every aspect of our community, although I think it would probably take 50 years to learn about every aspect of our community. But Blessing Hospital, a lot of people think, well, I just go there to the emergency room or I get admitted, you know, if I'm going to have a surgical procedure. But Blessing is very focused on the entire community and the health of the entire community. We're so lucky here. We have a hospital that really has a mission to care for all. It's not like, oh, we do a wallet biopsy before you walk in the door. You know, they really want people to be better. And so they're a huge employer, huge economic impact in our community, and they help every single person in our community, really, just by keeping people healthy.
You're so right. There's so many important things that they do for our community. It's amazing, and you know, the employment is incredible. And what they're always stretching themselves to do different things that help the needs that arise in a community. You know, I just give you an example. I was going through the drive-through out there at you know, the old Sears Auto. You know,
yeah, who ever thought that you'd go through an old garage drive-through? You know, like, would you like your oil changed? And I'll give you a flu shot while you're here. It's great.
But what it's done, it's relieved with so much pressure their emergency room and their urgent care by thousands, and that gives them more time to do the right things there. So they're great. I'm really anxious and looking forward to this session, because we're going to have the president and CEO, Brian Canfield, but we're all on a panel. We're also going to have Gerald Welch, who's the head of the Adams County Health Department. And then to kind of balance it out and give a little different views, we're bringing on Tyler Rickelman, who's a chiropractor and sports rehab specialist with Creative Promotion, him and his wife. And they're going to be able to talk about, we're going to ask them questions, and this group's going to ask questions about what is healthcare today? What are the challenges? What keeps them awake at night? What are we looking for in the future? There's so many changes constantly in that area. So I'm really looking forward. And Blessing's going to give us a, I guess you could say, kind of behind the scenes a little bit about a nice tour of the hospital, which, by the way, I think it celebrates, was it 135 this year or something, celebration of that hospital. So we're looking forward to it, and it's really interesting, and our group really appreciates this. They see an in-depth look at what our community, you know, we go through our everyday life, we don't realize what is going on, what makes a community great, the support that Blessing gives out in the community in so many different ways. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, you know, you mentioned, you. I don't know exactly how old Blessing Hospital officially is, but we know that the Denmans, Sarah Denman, was very active in medical care, nursing care, during even before the Civil War. So we know that, you know, that's been going on. And in fact, little factoid you may not know here, things I have gained, which I really don't want knowledge of, but because my mother was such a Civil War buff, I have knowledge. This was a big hospital place during the Civil War because they could bring the wounded up the river and they could treat them here and care for them here. It was easy to evacuate. It's kind of like MASH now. You know, we think about MASH, you know, the helicopter brings them in. Well, these people were brought from the front down south up the river and were treated here in Quincy.
Wow.
And we had
yep.
lots of different agencies that were providing, you know, nursing care. Now, even back then, think about it. They didn't know about germs. They didn't really understand. There's an interesting factoid from the Civil War. The reason that fewer people in the South lost limbs after amputation to infection. The North, at the end of the war, had more money, and they were able to use silk thread to sew up wounds. In the South, they had to boil horse hair, the mane, the tail of a horse. They had to boil that, and the surgeons used that to sew up the wounds for the Confederate soldiers. But because that was boiled, it prevented infection. They didn't mean to do that. They didn't even know what caused infection. They just knew that a lot of infections happened. So isn't that an interesting unintended consequence of running out of, quote, good supplies? They boiled something that they were using as a suture, and it ended up saving
amazing.
Lives.
It's
amazing, just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Blessing Hospital is a key player in our community. You know, when we think about, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, I think people always think about retail, kind of, you know, which is, we'll talk about retail in a little bit, but the Chamber of Commerce is much more than retail.
Well, it's much more than retail. You know, that's a part of it, Mary. You know,
well,
but
yeah, it's a big part of it.
We have so many different organizations, from service organizations to nonprofits. You know, we have over 550 members, and, you know, there's probably, you know, somebody asked me the other day how many businesses are in this area. I wish I knew. You know, we're probably over 1,000. There's so much more that goes on. You know, I talk all the time, or I meet people that it's a business that here in town that I did not know of that does something very unique or... that, you know, that's not a retail or not something you're hearing on the news.
A niche market, yeah.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
that unless you need that product.
And which there is a lot of folks that are out there doing amazing things in this community. And that's why we're here. We're here to help them. We're here to get that word out. We're, you know, again, I always say, you know, when you have a thriving, successful business community, you have your community really goes forward.
We're going to talk a little bit more about retail later because the Illinois Retail Association just issued some statistics showing that retail is the second largest business in Illinois. But let's move on. This February 11th event at Blessing is not really open to the public.
Nope.
It's only for members of the Leadership Institute. However, they're going to continue having the Leadership Institute. So if you want more information about that for someone in your company or you want to seek that for yourself because you're anxious to... you know, climb up the ladder of success, call the chamber. We had Laura Sievert on yesterday, and she was explaining that the business after hours for Arts Quincy couldn't possibly be at her office because it's too small. And I said, well, couldn't you just move it out into the lobby of the Oakley Lindsay Center? And she said, but then we wouldn't be able to go to the Quincy Brewing Company and have a special beer crafted just for us in honor of George Irwin. So I thought it was a pretty lame excuse, but I'm glad she went with that. I think that's a good idea. So the Arts Quincy, now there's a perfect example, a business after hours. What are they going to show you? You know, they don't paint, they don't sculpt, they encourage the arts. So it's going to be interesting. But again, people will learn about this brilliant not-for-profit, and they're going to maybe be a little bit more educated about how important the arts are for the economy. It's an economic driver.
Oh, it's a major part of this economy, and especially you know, Laura, what she does over there with the Arts Council is just it's an amazing story, and I know you know it, and this community, the number of art organizations or artists or affiliations are huge, and it's so important for our community. We're very blessed to have that part of our community that art and music and theater. Well, you know, where do you find that at in the community?
And there are a lot of people. One comes to mind, Shelley Rashi, who just passed away. God rest her soul. She was a brilliant artist and had her own studio in Adams County. But again, you see her work all the time, but you don't know it's her work. And there are so many people who are earning a living by being in the arts world, but yet we may not be aware of them. They don't have maybe a storefront that we can go visit. You know, they're commissioned work and stuff like that. So it's interesting. So anyway, the Arts Quincy is having their business after hours at Quincy Brewing Company, another great hometown success. And that's going to be February 13th from 4:30 to 6:00. And they have homemade root beer. So even if you don't want to imbibe, a adult beverage, there will be soft drinks there.
There'll be some soft drinks.
They've got some darn good root beer.
They do. They do such a great job over there. The Craigs have built a wonderful business and on 6th Street. And so we're looking forward to having a business after hours next week. So come on out.
Okay, everybody, come on out. Learn what the Arts Quincy does and how they impact the economy. February 26th, Women's Empowerment Luncheon at the Kroc Center. I have gone to a couple of these. I've even been a speaker at one many years ago. This speaker is going to talk about Deeper Roots Counseling. That's her company. Resilience, the ability to bounce back amid adversity. Wow. Resilience, the ability to bounce back amid adversity. I think we just take a snapshot, take a selfie of all of us after COVID.
You know? Exactly. And, you know, Sarah, this lady, her and her husband, they moved back to Quincy area from,
poor Bruce is suffering.
From I've got a little cough this morning. So hang in there
like
with me.
He's like sucking on mentholated eucalyptus drops. That's okay, Bruce.
Yes.
We're glad you're
here. I appreciate you hanging with me.
No, that's fine.
Sarah's wonderful. She's she moved back here with her family. And she's a great counselor and helps a lot of people. Our women's empowerment has just really, really taken off last year. And it's a great way to spend a lunchtime and hear the stories of local ladies in business that are doing wonderful things in the community to help our community, who are balancing, family, you know, owning a business, running a business, at the same time being able to help you handle these things or what's happening. And she is she is a very good speaker, and I think this is a wonderful time for you to come out and listen to her. And we got a series throughout the year of a lot of other wonderful speakers, but it's just held over here at the Kroc. You register online. There's $25, includes lunch, a wonderful lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a great time also to socialize and network with many other women in the community who also face some of the challenges that you might have. It's a great time to talk to somebody.
Well, if you're in business, even if you work for another person, like, you know, I'm not in business per se, but I am part of the team here at WTAD that tries to make things happen. We have adversities. We have challenges. We have to be resilient. We have to find an end way around things. Of course, if I owned this business, I'd be much, it's a lot different when you... I mean, I'm certainly not saying that I'm in... important here. I mean, but what I'm saying is, when you own a business, the worries are 10 times worse than anything I could have. But I think that you build a team and you get the team invested in the success of the business, and then everybody has some skin in the game. And there's always going to be an adversity. And it's so weird because every time there's a problem for one industry, it's like an advantage for another. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but think of the things that where there's been a shortage of this. So a company that makes some product that is somewhat useful, not quite the same, but could be substituted for it, they suddenly have a big boom, in production or something like that. So you hate to say it, but I mean, as one of my financial counselors once said, it's tragic, the hurricanes, the wildfires, the storms, but think what that's going to do to the home building market. It's terrible, but yeah, if you're a carpenter right now and you can't get a job in California, you're not trying, every company has some kind of adversity and everybody needs some kind of resilience. And this is what the chamber's trying to promote, really, by having these things. There might be just one or two little things you take out of what she says, and you may network with somebody you never met before and is in our community in a capacity of owning a business or working at a business. This is a networking and empowerment thing.
Well, it definitely really is, and it's a chance for you to find out that there's other people that are facing the same challenges that you have. You're not alone. I hear that all the time, that people are a little bit embarrassed or don't want to talk about an issue with their business. I'm going, listen, I can name you five other people that are dealing with it. Hey, give them a call. Oh, that makes me, it kind of makes me feel a little better that I got somebody to talk to. So this is a great place to come and talk to other people that are in business, that are own businesses, and are facing the same challenges you do. And, you know, having adversity is all part of life. We have it every day in all we do. You know, I always say it's how you bounce back. It's how you face it and come back off of it and stand up and move forward. And this is a great time to come out and meet a lot of people, a lot of wonderful people. People that will help you, Mary, they'll help you too.
I mean, as a speaker, I was able to make follow-ups with several people who, you know, said, I'd like to talk to you more, and I was able to do that. And then as I've gone to several of these luncheons, I can't always get to them, but I've gone to several that have been impactful to me because they've caused my mind to think of something a little bit differently. For example, you know, I'm laughing because whoever thought that approaching Valentine's Day, some wives might prefer a dozen eggs to a dozen roses. I mean, you know, for every adversity, there may be a challenge. If you've got a chicken out there that's laying, I bet you can make up some kind of bouquet.
An egg bouquet.
That some people would like.
I'd love that. It costs you about the same.
Yeah, we, you know, I'll be honest. My husband and I are off eggs right now. It's not because we can't afford them. It's because we don't want to pay that much for them. So, you know, it's just like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
If I needed it, if I had to have it, I would get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's so many things when it comes to adversity, but that resiliency, that ability to bounce back, that is really what we're trying to build. And how interesting that the United Way of Adams County is making that one of their cornerstones, one of their pillars is resiliency. And that the Chamber of Commerce, you know, not working together with them and making this up, but, you know, everybody's kind of looking for the same thing.
Yeah.
That is February 26th. What day of the week is that?
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yep.
That's what I thought. 11:30 to 1 at the Croc Center. It's $25. That includes your lunch. Please sign up. You have to sign up in advance. They have to know you're coming pretty much. QuincyChamber.org. QuincyChamber.org. For Wednesday, February 26th, bring another lady with you. Bring somebody who you think might be having a little bit of a business downturn. You know, just think about it. These places are diners and stuff. Something that used to be so cheap, if you dropped one on the floor, you're like, oh, well, they're one a dime. I dropped an egg.
Not now.
You know, so I mean, it is amazing. You can never predict what's going to happen, and you can't say, now if this happens, be sure to do this, because nobody can think of half the stuff that happens to business people.
No, and they're out there. You know, I remind everybody, those are your local friends and family that are and neighbors that are doing this, that are working hard every day to face those obstacles that come up. Price of eggs, price of labor, minimum wage goes up, supply demand. How do you balance that and make it survive? And also the issues, the challenges of employees, keeping employees on. Lately, I've talked to businesses about everybody being sick. You know, it's been going around.
Oh, my, yeah.
That's affecting everybody. And how do you handle that and cover shifts and different. So there's a lot of things that are on their mind every day. And I give them a lot of credit. These small business owners, all business owners, do amazing work.
It's nice to have somebody you can just pick up and call and say, I know you're going through a tough time right now. I'm going through a tough time. Maybe totally different kinds of businesses, whether it's eggs or lumber or whatever, you know. Everybody's got some challenge, and maybe they can learn from each other how to be resilient. So please register for that February 26th, Wednesday at the Croc Center, 11:30 to 1. February 27th, the next day, coffee and conversation at the Poor House, and that's spelled P-O-U-R. There's not a new place in Quincy where the impoverished who can't afford eggs are forced to go live. This is the Poor House down in the district from 8 to 9:30. It's free. Network with Chamber of Commerce members and local experts, nonprofits, fundraising, planning events, strategic planning, volunteerism. A lot of people I know that are going to these say, wow, this is really some synergy. We're making things happen here.
Well, you're right. It's synergy. It's great. It's a free event. We'd like you to register online. But you come on out to the Poor House, and then we have these groups of people, and we bring in local experts in their field. And for this one, we're talking about people for nonprofits, strategic planning, volunteerism, planning a successful event. So we'll have these people spread out, and then you get a cup of coffee, and you sit there along with, there might be six or eight other people, and it's just a free talking. It's not a presentation. Talking about how questions you have, challenge you have. You might be sitting by somebody else, and they go, oh, I have that same challenge. And this person can help you kind of lead your way through it. You know, we got four experts coming in. One of them is Alta King will be there talking about volunteerism, you know, and different fundraising, those type of things. Maggie Strong's going to be there talking about strategic planning. Heidi Lanier, you know, events and fundraising. And Stephanie Cooper, who runs a consulting firm, talking about all these things. And they'll just be spread out, and it's so informal, but so valuable.
Wow, you get to pick the brains of those four brilliant
yes.
people.
And it's not cost. There's no, see, the other thing I started, there's
cost.
No cost. It's 1 hour of your time or whatever. You can come in for 15 minutes. You know, we're there an hour and a half, and you'll meet these folks, and you'll meet other people that can help you solve an issue, give you ideas. I remember last year a few times I've been in some groups, and they go, I never thought of that. We're going to use that. You know, you make a great point. I know now that I can do X. You know, so it's so interesting, this back and forth. People get to talk to each other. And it's so important in our community when we say networking. It's a word we like to throw out there. But being able, it's hard. A lot of people, networking is a challenge, you
well,
know, for people.
Well, some people are more shy.
Yeah.
Other people, let's face it, I mean, I don't think you have to bare your entire soul, but if you're struggling with minimum wage issues, if you're struggling with, wow, you know, this impacted my business and I didn't think it would. Right now, tariffs aren't really a thing. They could become
yep.
a big thing.
Yep.
So there'll be people who, that's going to kill them. I mean, it's going to kill them. For everything that helps, again, for everything that helps somebody else, somebody is going to be damaged. So there's not much you can do about that. But maybe somebody has an idea of how you can work around that.
Oh, and there's so many great things to learn from this. It's like planning an event. I've done thousands of events in my career. There's so many things that you know, I always tell people I can help you. You know, I want to eliminate some headaches here, you know, and some things that you need to look for that you don't have to, you know, I fell into that trap. I can help you not do that. And
more important, yeah, you really do learn a lot from your mistakes.
Yeah.
And if you can get somebody to say, I know you think this is a good idea, but trust me, it's not. And just, you can go ahead and try it on a small scale, but when it starts to go south, just remember good old Bruce. Told you. Been there, done that,
been
bought
there,
the
done
T-shirt.
That,
yeah.
I've done it all. And it's, so this is such a wonderful, we call it intentional networking. It's an intentionally sitting down, talking with each other. You have all these folks who are just sitting around talking. You can learn so much. It's an hour of your time. Having a cup of coffee. Doesn't going to cost you anything. Come on out. Non-members, we're asking anybody to come out. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear from some great people that's got some great ideas. And again, somebody's going to be sitting next to you that's going to say something. You're going to go, wow, I never thought of that. Or you're going to be bringing things that the other people hadn't thought of. And also, we've had people that come together on some events or activities that they met each other at these events.
Yeah, and the other thing is, and again, they're not doing it so that you'll use their businesses, but you know, someone like Maggie Strong is very familiar with the CEO program.
Yep.
You know, maybe you're a family business and you've got a junior in high school this year, and you're like, I want this kid, son or daughter of mine, to take over my business someday. You know, hey, have you thought about trying to get him into CEO? You know, just stuff like that.
Yep.
You don't know what you don't know yep. until you start talking
and
to people.
And you might be a business that is kind of like floundering a little bit and needs some more of a planning, or how do we get more strategic in what we do and really have an organized method to where we want to go. Maggie's a great person to
oh,
talk
God.
To.
She's
fantastic.
So fabulous.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, here's the problem whenever you look up to these people. You see them only now as the success they are. Not that she was ever not successful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she didn't own her own business. The day she was born, she worked for other people and developed a skill set. And then she said to herself, I want to benefit from the fruit of my labor and I want to try to do more. And she started her own business. And it's fantastic. And that's just fantastic. Can you stay a little bit longer?
Yes,
you gotta go.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, I don't know if you saw the numbers, but we had a story yesterday about the Illinois Retail Association talking about what a big impact retail is in Illinois. And maybe I'd like to talk to you. You don't have to give any names, but is anybody concerned about potential tariffs? And we'll talk about
mm-hmm.
that. We're going to take a break. It's 15 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. Let's go up to the URSA Farmers Cooperative and see what's happening on the farm markets today. And thank you, Lisa, and thank you to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative for providing that report for us on these mornings. We greatly appreciate it. Bruce Guthrie, my guest today, president and CEO of the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about events that are happening. Their Leadership Institute, which you can't go to this, but you can be in a future class. They're meeting at Blessing Hospital to focus on community health care February 11th. February 13th, mark your calendars for Business After Hours put on by Arts Quincy. That'll be at the Quincy Brewing Company on the Promenade from 4:30 to 6. The Women's Empowerment Luncheon is February 26th. That's a Wednesday from 11:30 to 1 at the Croc. And the owner of Deep Roots Counseling will talk about resilience and the ability to bounce back amid adversity. And by golly, if you own a business or work in a business, you've had adversity. I mean, there's no way around it. And then coffee and conversation on the 27th, open to anybody in the public at the Poorhouse, 8 to 9:30, right in the district. It's kind of in the alley. Their address is weird. Yeah. I mean, you go walk and try to find their address. It's because they're in their entrance in the rear, as they say. So when you get to Main Street, say, I know it should be here somewhere. Just walk around and go to the back.
Go to the back.
Okay. Let's talk about this, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put you on the spot, and don't answer anything you're not comfortable with, but the Retailer Association, they did this big study. I guess they paid Cincinnati University to do it for them, and they claim they've never really had this done before to figure out how big an impact retail is on Illinois. And guess what? They found out it's the second largest economic impact in Illinois. So, you know, everybody knew it was big, but now they've quantitatively, you know, got some facts behind it. There is concern, as there always is in a business model, that tariffs are really going to hurt retail and could hurt manufacturing too, depending on where you get your supply chain from. What are you hearing locally? Because I'm not going to ask you to comment on the political. You know, I don't want you to, you know, talk about Canada. Let's keep it real. But what are you hearing locally? Are you hearing anything locally? Are people concerned, or are they saying, "Eh, who cares?"
I think what I've heard locally is we don't know what this is.
Yeah, we're confused.
We're confused.
Is this good? Is this bad?
Is it good, bad? Is it happening? Is this a bigger picture? You know, of what politically is trying to be done in Washington now. The challenges that we're dealing with foreign goods and shipping and that sort of thing. My conversations have been, a few people said, what does this mean? I go, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure this thing out, and we're going to see how this goes. But I think there is some concern. It's just one of something that's just kind of out of the blue that people are going, wow, I don't know what this means. You know, there's been discussions about what the fires out in California has created. I've talked to some construction firms. Their concerns on ordering wood early.
I agree. This is why I say it's terrible what's happening out there. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the lumber industry, I mean, not that they're happy. I don't misconstrue what I'm saying. But anytime there's a spike in demand for your product and you can only produce so much, the cost is going to go up. Interestingly enough, with tariffs, there's always a winner and a loser. And I was watching CBS Evening News, and they had an Illinois, corn farmer on. And he said, oh, I'm behind President Trump all the way. I supported President Trump all the way. I'm in favor of putting America first. And the reporter said, but what about these tariffs? This could really impede, you know, corn exports to other countries. And he said, yes, it may happen, and it may be a short-term hurt, but I think the long-term would be better. And so there is people don't know what to expect.
I think you're right. I think I've heard that too, is that, hey, you know, there could be a short-term hurt and long-term benefit. Also, I know this is all negotiating.
Oh, yeah. The art of the deal. The guy is great. Don't like him, this guy can figure it out. He says he's going to build a Riviera, like a resort hotel complex in Gaza. You know, and then whatever he does, it'll be like, well, we couldn't get that done, but here we got this done.
It's the art of the deal. It's positioning with you know, you're dealing with big countries, with the Mexico and Canada, and he likes to throw it out there pretty hard, but it's negotiation, and sometimes that You don't hear about it. It's usually behind the scenes. Now, he's more like gets it right out there. But I think there could be, you know, that point of short-term with a long-term gain. But a lot of it is I just don't know what this means. What does this mean for the future? What is it? When is it going to happen? When could we start getting the effect of that? Is there going to be a lot of things that are going to happen in between, Mary, before it even happens? Is that part of the negotiation? What are the ends that we really want out of this as a government?
Well, so many people get cheap stuff from China and from everywhere. And some places like Canada have things that we can't make enough of here. I'm laughing because Greg and I went on vacation in Niagara Falls and we bought a whole bunch of ice wine. And I'm laughing going, oh, my gosh, you know how much more this stuff is worth today if those tariffs go in? I mean, we could probably retire on selling these bottles of ice wine at a jacked up price, you know. Beat the tariff, get it now. But more importantly, I think there will be opportunities for American companies to fill the gap if these tariffs go in, and if they're as severe as some people say they are, which they may not be. There'll be opportunities. There'll be bad times, there'll be good times. When it comes to that retail, you know, back to the retail thing, retail is becoming, I think, more and more important because manufacturing has moved offshore for a lot of people. I don't think they're in Quincy. I think we're still doing pretty well. But retail's becoming more and more important. What does that mean from a chamber of commerce aspect?
Well, I think what it means is what we're seeing now in the Quincy area is the importance of retail and the importance of sales tax for revenue. We're seeing what our community's challenges are in the future, and you're hearing that from our mayoral candidates that, you know, how are we going to look at revenue in the future with the state pulling back on certain things. Not as much revenue coming back to the cities. Where are you going to get this revenue from? And I think that's been a big force and a priority of the administration here. And I fully support is being able to create opportunities for more retail, more investment into our community. What we've done with, we can go down the line with Target and
54th and Broadway.
54th and Broadway. He's got three or four different things committed.
There's five lots there that he could do five different things.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, and all the things that the late Tom Marks put together.
Oh my gosh!
And what's happening? We're in a good position. You know, we have challenges, and so we need. Where are you going to get revenue from? You know, everybody's there. Where are you getting revenue? Is it raising your property taxes? You know that we know what that's about. More, you know, and more sales tax. Why do you get more sales tax? Create more opportunities.
You have to sell more stuff.
Sell more stuff.
Duh.
Get more business going. Get more people to come to Quincy. That's you talk about the tourism, and that's why I'm such a supporter of. You know, I know the food and beverage tax is can get kind of people get a little fired up about that. But in its sunshines this year, it needs to be renewed. But it has been an enormously successful program, and a program where it's a tax that it's not everybody has taxes. It's when you buy something, you know, when you buy dinner or buy some liquor at a liquor store, that's what you're paying it.
And the great thing is, Quincyans, when somebody from Hannibal does it,
yes,
they pay it too. You know?
Remember, everybody in the community that comes into Quincy pays
uses
it.
Our services. They
yes.
Ride on our streets.
Yes.
So
I don't think you can get a. Listen, I don't like taxes either. I don't think you can get a better option than the food and beverage tax and what it's done. It's been very transparent. You know, you can't do anything with that money without it really being approved by council.
Right.
And we've seen a lot of the things that have been done over at the tourism, the events, all the new events that have come to the Okolinza Center where I'm housed at here now. And it's been amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing what it does. You know, we have to be aggressive. We have to be aggressive going out, and we have to be aggressive at bringing people in from around the country, such as the guy that the development company at 54th Street,
yeah.
I think from Nebraska. You know, we want to be a welcoming community and also support our local and long-term business owners. But we have to stay aggressive because, man, everybody else is.
Everybody else is. Okay, now I'm going to really make you mad. You've got about a minute and a half to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. The former president, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Quincy made that a big, big part of her format. Now the world seems to be going away from that. What is the future of DEI moving forward with the Quincy Chamber of Commerce?
Well, they, you know, previously when she was in that position, it was there was a need for that. and we had, I think, 8 years of the academy. It went great. We are in discussions right now. I think we're going to move to a different avenue. I think the academy is sort of done its purpose. A lot of the major companies that would go through our academy have already got their own in-house programs, you know, such as Blessing, such as John Wood.
So we've already made the progress that we needed to make, and now I think we need to turn our attention to something else. Not that you're against diversity, equity, and inclusion, but
I think it's, you know, the understanding that it's a, you know, maybe a just different way to look at it, a different way to brand it, a different way to maybe put it on more of a, you know, we're talking about maybe a symposium or a luncheon or something that talks about from an HR standpoint of how important it is to be welcoming, to include a belonging type atmosphere within your company and within the community. You know, it's an important part of our community. We want to be welcoming. We want to treat everybody the same, give everybody an opportunity. But I think the chamber is looking at it, what we're going to do in the future. We're looking at that now. We'll probably make some announcements here soon. But you know, the way we've done it, I think it will change. Will change, Mary.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time today, Bruce, and for
rescuing
me. Now, probably knowing my luck, there's a guest sitting out there on the couch going, I was supposed to be on your show at 9:30 this morning. And I'll say, I'm sorry, Bruce Guthrie refused to leave. I tried to
blame me. That's it. I'll take it.
My modus operandi. Don't you know that about me by now? Bruce, it is always a pleasure.
It's great to talk to you, Mary. Thank you.
Folks, if you need more information, go to Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce website. They do a lot for our community, and they'll do a lot for you. If you need help, don't sit around going, I don't know what to do. Hey, nobody knows what to do until somebody tells them what to do and how they've done it before. So just use their resources. That's what they're there for.